Hello and welcome to The Delicious Revolution. I'm Joy Houston. I have rustled up some amazing raw food chefs that I'm so excited to share with you today. These are the masters behind Curacao Confections. I won't even go into describing them. I'm going to let them do that for you. But let me very proudly introduce to you Daniel Corson and Matthew Rogers. Daniel, Matthew, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
We are thrilled to be here.
Excellent. Well, listen, before we jump into the subject of your beautiful confections, I want you guys to tell me a little bit about how you came to be associated with raw vegan cuisine. How'd you guys get into the movement?
I'll tackle this one. It started with Cafe Gratitude, which is a very popular raw food restaurant chain up here in the Bay Area. And, I started with them pretty much when they opened in 2004. I had been exposed to raw foods somewhat, but working with them really threw me into the world of raw food. And I had been trained as a pastry chef prior to working with them. And, I just really grew to love raw food and raw dessert especially. And eventually I became, like, the head dessert chef for Cafe Gratitude. I created most of their dessert menu, worked with them for 4 years total. And which is where I met Daniel, was at Cafe Gratitude also. And Daniel worked with me in the chocolate department that I created for Cafe Gratitude.
Okay.
And we created all sorts of yummy chocolates and, you know, energy bars and stuff like that for them. And And then it culminated with me writing I co-authored a all-raw desserts book called Sweet Gratitude, A New World of Raw Desserts is the book that I wrote.
And that is hands down, the best dessert book in the raw food world, in my opinion, just so the audience knows that, so you guys know that. If you're going to buy one, buy that one.
Thank you. Yes, it's pretty good. It's very detailed. It's the raw dessert Bible is how I like to see that book.
Definitely.
So, and then after that is when Daniel and I started talking about, you know, taking what we were doing there to the next level and doing it for ourselves. And so that's when we decided to start this company.
Excellent. So you're no longer with Cafe Gratitude?
Correct. Yes, correct. No, we're not.
But I'm sure they love that you're out doing this and sharing this with the world in just this particular vein, yes?
Oh, yeah. They're very proud of us, and we have a great relationship with them. They still purchase stuff from us. They sell chocolate collections of ours for Christmas and usually for Valentine's Day, and we're hopefully going to be getting some of our chocolate bars into their stores on a regular basis.
Great.
Very
so
soon
still,
as well.
Still a very symbiotic relationship there. Very nice.
Yes,
and
yes,
Daniel,
absolutely.
How did you come into the raw food world?
Well, basically, since I was a little kid, I've just been so excited by food. I've loved food my whole life. I've been a private chef since I was 16. I've traveled around the world and experienced a lot of different cuisines. And it was actually at Cafe Gratitude where I really just realized that raw food could be amazing and raw desserts. You didn't have to sacrifice pleasure and fun and decadence. And that's really what changed my whole experience of raw food. So basically Cafe Gratitude and then, meeting Matthew and working with Matthew, it just really, it opened up a whole new world of what was possible.
And I'd say that's what raw desserts do in general. I think a lot of people who come to the raw community sort of start there. They start with desserts sometimes for themselves if they have sugar issues or for their kids who maybe have allergies or also they may have sugar issues. So I find that raw desserts seem to be the sort of foot in the door towards what's possible with raw food. Do you guys find that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the gateway to raw food.
The gateway drug. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I went to Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, and there was she was a chef there. She was actually a pastry chef. But when she introduced herself, and we all were stating what we did in the world before we started there, she said, "I poison the rich." And we said, "What do you mean? That seems like a kind of bizarre job." And she says, "Oh, I'm a high-end pastry chef." Like, so she was talking about, you know, all the flour and eggs and sugar and butter that she so beautifully presented to her patrons. So I thought that was funny. But now, of course, she's moved on and she's doing raw food stuff too. But awesome. let me see. So you guys have some really interesting sort of relationships going on here. I noticed that both Cafe Gratitude has little cafes, like little mini cafes, are popping up in Whole Foods everywhere. And I know that you were in some sort of small business program loan or something with Whole Foods too, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, they have what's called the Local Producer Loan Program, and it may have changed slightly, but what it is basically they offer $10 million every year to small businesses to help them expand and get into more Whole Foods, because they want to have a lot more local stuff in their stores. And we were actually the first startup, the first true startup that they ever invested in, and they were just so excited about what we were doing. And you know, a lot of companies out there, or a lot of raw chocolate companies, raw food companies, I mean, they have really amazing ingredients, but for us, I mean, the standard is that everything we produce has to taste amazing, and we do a lot of healthy versions of junk food, and that was something that Whole Foods especially was really excited by.
Yeah, I love to see them supporting you guys. They're also carrying your chocolates in their stores, at least in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, yep. And I'm sure they'll expand that as those do well. I'm sure they will.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely working on expanding this year.
Excellent. Now, okay, so you guys, obviously, at Cafe Gratitude, you met together and you were sort of heading up the dessert department there. Now, how did you guys decide when you made the leap and you left from there and you decided to go on your own in the world? A lot of startups would obviously look to be cutting costs and making the bottom line the most important thing, but I can see that you guys are not doing that. That comes across when you see these beautiful confections. And then when you look at the ingredients list, you know, it's just not possible to cut corners with the ingredients that you're using. And so I want you to share with our audience a little bit about two things, about the superfoods and the crazy, insanely nutritious foods that you're putting in your chocolates. And then also, how do you make the gap? Because I see that you're doing a lot to support local sustainable farming. And then you're also using these superfoods that are really only available on a global level. So how do you make that work both on a local and global level?
So basically, to answer the first part of actually using the best quality ingredients, it is a challenge, actually. It's a juggling act, you know, because most restaurants, businesses, it's, you know, they're trying to get to the bottom line. It's definitely a challenge. And for us, you know, it's just for both Matthew and I, the integrity, it's like we have no choice. You know, it's just like we have to use the absolute best. It's just that's the way we feel. That's the way, you know, and I think people, especially in the Bay Area, they really appreciate that. And when people try the chocolate and they experience it, they actually feel it. You know, they feel amazing eating it, and they're willing to pay, you know, more than for generic chocolate. And it's really, you know, it's really about the customers really appreciating that quality and having and wanting to pay a little bit more for that.
And it's worth every penny, obviously. That's an issue in the raw community, in my raw classes, and even the feedback I get on an international level, because I teach raw food locally, but I teach it internationally via Rock and Body Raw Food, which is a course anybody can access from anywhere. And the feedback on the cost difference is always there. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it is a hurdle that, you know, we have to cross in the raw food conversation. How do you guys justify that? Like, obviously, when you're a raw food chef, there's nothing more important than the quality of the food. But how do you guys take that? Do you just not even, is this is it just not even an issue when you guys come to making your ingredient list and making your purchases and looking at those invoices from the business aspect of how you run Curacao Confections? Is it just hands down something you will not compromise on? Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, basically, we're 100% committed to just doing, 100% organic. And not just organic, but we're seeking out like the best quality superfoods that are out there. We're very, we use a lot of discretion with who we buy from and everything really. And it's like Daniel said, it's just not even an option for us to stray from, using something lesser quality because it's cheaper or using something that's not really raw or, so we've just got a lot of integrity with the ingredients we use, and we have to charge more, but honestly, we could be charging even more for what we're doing. And I think we're just basically making less, because we do want to offer this product at the best price that we possibly can.
Yeah. And that's where the passion piece comes through.
Yeah, and, our plan is, eventually, we'll be big enough and we'll be doing enough, wholesale, bulk wholesales that it'll work, but it's definitely been a struggle. We've been in business 2.5 years, and, we're growing, we're constantly growing, everything's going really great, but, yeah, it is a struggle financially. I think just the beginning phase of any business is usually a struggle financially.
Yeah, but you've made it past the 2-year mark, and
we're continually growing, so it's going in the right direction.
Yeah, and if you guys think that you're being well received there in the Bay Area, of course we know that the Bay Area has some of the world's finest foods, but the rest of the world is trying to emulate that. The people from Paris are cringing and going, "No, San Francisco doesn't meet our rigorous standards for excellence," But I'm so thrilled that you guys are here because you're reaching way outside the San Fran audience, and all of our people here at the Delicious Revolution who get their hands on you and who spread this blog out to their community, we want to make sure everybody everywhere knows about you, because when you create things at the level that you guys are taking this to, there's just no way that you won't be well received and embraced in not in just the raw food community, but in the mainstream community, because that's what I'm about. I'm making the crossover to more people giving their families and themselves, treats that are also amazing for their body. And so let's just switch for a minute and talk about that, because let's talk about the difference between grabbing a chocolate and grabbing a chocolate that you guys make. So I know that I'm automatically going to be avoiding all the hydrogenated oils and all the crazy dehydrated milk products and all the hormones and nastiness that comes with that, and all the high fructose corn syrup. So it's obvious that I'm not dealing with any of the junk. We'll have you skip all of that conversation. So we know we're not getting on that train, which we know elevates our blood sugar and then leaves us feeling junky later. And we know that that's a disaster. But when we take your food into our bodies, we're not only giving ourselves a treat, but why don't you talk to me about some of the superfoods you're putting in there and what the benefits are for our bodies when we do that?
Absolutely. Man. So basically, the raw chocolate itself, 1 ounce of raw cacao has 300% of your USRG iron requirements. It has a ton of chromium, magnesium, zinc, iron. It's the highest antioxidant food pretty much ever tested. So really, just even with the straight raw cacao, right now we're doing a fair trade, raw organic Peruvian single origin cacao. Sometimes we do a little Ecuadorian, but even just with that, you're getting so much nutrition. And Matthew, do you want to discuss some of the other superfoods we use?
Sure. Yeah, we're using, just to touch on what you said about the mainstream real quick, that's what we're trying to do too. We're really trying to touch the mainstream palate with this kind of chocolate. Our first and foremost goal is to make everything taste amazing and have it be as decadent and delicious as any other milk truffle or corn syrup truffle or whatever. if not more delicious.
And it is far more delicious when you get that. When those natural fats cross your palate, oh my God, the difference is insane. You know, it's insane. It's, so.
Yeah, the difference is night and day. And you know, like that's our main goal, is to create an awesome tasting product. And the fact that it's raw, vegan, pure superfoods is kind of the icing on the cake, because you're not going to get people to change their eating habits by giving them something that's too healthy and doesn't taste great.
So,
we're really trying to like sneak in superfoods into the mainstream America here. And obviously the raw foodists love us, the vegans love us, you know, but really that's kind of obvious for us. What we're really excited about is when, you know, someone who buys normal chocolate, you know, buys our chocolate and tastes it, and then they can't go back. They can't go back to eating regular chocolate anymore once they've had our chocolate, because the difference is so phenomenal. With how it makes you feel, with the flavor experience, with everything. So,
even just with life, it's funny because you're paying a different price for the chocolate, but when you eat one chocolate like this, seriously, it's just like taking a little walk through heaven, you know, and you don't want to eat 20 chocolates. You don't want to eat, you know how sometimes you eat a chocolate and it's almost like it never fills the... It never fills the void. Like, you never get the pleasure factor that you're really looking for.
Right.
But with the ingredients that you guys are using, you know, the taste is there, sure. But then your body also gets this, like, huge reward that I feel like it goes, okay, wow, like, that was an experience. And it was delicious, but wow, like, I just kind of want to take it in. There's no need to pop a whole box of chocolates in your mouth. You couldn't do it.
Exactly.
I mean, when your body gets
the nutrients that it's looking for, when it gets the mineral content that it's really looking for when you eat anything, then it's satisfied and you don't need to overeat. And it's, so in a way it could be cheaper than other chocolates, because you have to eat a ton of other chocolate to be satisfied. And, you know, half of one of our items is like more than enough for some people. So, but yeah, we use tons of superfoods, you know, everything is superfoods with us, you know, aside from the raw cacao, which is probably the world's number one superfood. You know, we use tons of stuff. We use acai, we use pomegranate, we use raspberries, we use peppermint, essential oil.
You're using matcha, yes? Are you using a green tea?
We do. We have a matcha fudge truffle, so... You know, not every single ingredient we use is 100% raw. Like, I don't think matcha is raw. But, you know, we don't claim so much that we're 100% raw, because we do use coconut sugar also.
Right.
But it's raw cacao, and it's superfoods, and it's the best that we can come up with flavor-wise and everything.
Right, excellent.
So, yeah, everything is packed with tons of superfoods. You know, coconut butter, which is so good for you, with all the lauric acid and
all the good fats.
Yeah. Uh-huh, exactly. And, you know, so we use, you know, almonds. We make our own live almonds that we make bars and other items with. And
so, yes, yeah, you guys are going the extra mile.
We really are. We go the extra mile with... We can.
Well, now listen, I know that you guys had a limited time today, so I want to be very respectful of that. And of course, there will be links for you guys in the audience on how to get to their chocolates. I'll make sure to cover all of that for you on the site, so don't worry. We'll make sure to pass that information on. But before we let you guys go, I know that there are some standard fare on your site that we can pretty much get all of our hands on, or our hands on all at the time. So I want to know you guys' picks, your top picks. If you could each give me your top three picks. I know that's near impossible, but try to do your best. I want your top three picks of the stuff we can always get our hands on. And if you don't mind, if it's not an industry secret, I would love a sneak peek of anything that maybe the local farmers market gets that we don't get to try through your website, so that people are inspired to actually go up there and visit you. So I want your top three picks from the site, and I want to know any new or seasonal creations that we might not be able to see on the site.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's top secret. Okay, so the farmer, I'll start with the farmer's market one. We do an amazing, it's just completely out of this world. It's a coconut sugar, live almond, dehydrated toffee that is enrobed in chocolate. And it's crunchy and delicious and salty and sweet. And it's like completely out of this world. It's a total party in your mouth. And we make that in really limited size batches because we don't have, you know, a wall full of huge dehydrators. So we have to do those in really small batches, and we only sell that at the farmer's market.
Okay, what's that called?
That's called our Almond Toffee Crunch.
Oh, okay. Almond Toffee Crunch is what's going to get all of you to the Bay Area to visit them.
And, well, another farmer's market thing we do, too, is we'll get, when raspberries are in season, which we're just finishing that out, we dehydrate fresh farmer's market raspberries that we get at the farmer's market.
Oh, my God, the flavor must be so intense.
The flavor is totally intense. They're crunchy, and I put them in a chocolate bar, so it's like a raspberry crunch bar.
Oh, my God.
And that's one of my favorites, too. That's pretty amazing. As far as stuff that's online available all the time, we have a new line of filled chocolate bars. So we do these chocolate bar, like, brick tablets that are filled with a candy filling. And one of my favorites is our kefir lime-infused caramel.
And we have that
in a bar. So that's this tropical, floral, exotic infusion into our cashew butter-based caramel.
Oh, and what's that one called? Tell us again the name of that one.
That's just our kefir lime caramel bar.
Okay. You guys got that kefir lime caramel bar. You better order it before me because there's not going to be any left.
And Daniel,
yeah, a couple other ones. Yeah, two of my favorites. Number one is our Blondie bar, and that's always available on the website. That's our it's a coconut macaroon with lucuma, which is an amazing Peruvian tropical fruit, and it gives it this incredible, like, butterscotch cookie dough flavor.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's dipped in our 81% dark Peruvian, you know, raw chocolate. It's really, really tasty. It's one of our best sellers. And then our ramen butter bar, that's raw almond butter with coconut sugar and Himalayan crystal salt. It's like Reese's Pieces, but way more awesome.
And way better for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for speaking to our audience. I look forward to speaking to you again. So if we can kidnap you guys next quarter and have you share with us what's new and what's different, and, of course, tell us how much your company has grown, I would love to do that with you guys if you can make time for us next quarter.
Fantastic. Wonderful. We'd love to, Joy.
All right. Thank you so much, Matthew. Thank you so much, Daniel. And all of you, hop on the site. We're going to give you the link so you can get all of these delicious Curacao confections for you and your family.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.